by the tuning harnesses.
Wah-da, there's a great big fool in the wind. Because he's driving a brand new
Yeah, this is WFMU 91.1 with a great big fool at the wheel. Hounds driving for the next 3 hours. We got the Ben Vaughn combo in today. They're out looking for the lost drum brushes of life somewhere. They'll be here any second. In the meantime, we're going to do that blues and coffee thing. Wake up, shake off the hangover, turn the radio up, and we got Johnny Guitar Watson.
This morning I was too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired. To walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling, too tired, too tired, too tired. Catch a fire, I wouldn't run and jump all about. With this window wide open, I would roll right out. I'm tired. On a pen, I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired.
Pretty girl.
Whoa, Dad. Hound here, WFMU, with Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters, and she gotta wobble when she walk, cause she too fat. Heard Arthur Alexander with Pretty Girls Everywhere, the Isley Brothers, Nobody But Me. Shorty Long with the original Devil with the Blue Dress On, and we opened up with Johnny Guitar Watson, and I'm too tired to bother with all this mess. We have combo time coming up in the next half hour or so. The Ben Vaughn Combo, stick around for all you shut-ins, hangovers, and portable radios at the beach. In the meantime, what's queued up here? I have my choice. I have two records queued up. We're going to go with Link Wray and the Black Widow. Hang out.
rocking on the hardwood floor.
All right, wake up. The weekend is still young. Your body can handle much more abuse. That's the Strikes with a damn scratchy copy of Rockin'. We heard the Sonics with Marlene, not the Sonics from Seattle, different Sonics. Freddie Cannon, Patron Saint of Morons with Buzz Buzz a Diddlet, maybe the loudest record this side of Funhouse. Heard the immortal Norm Kamen with Knight Rider, and we opened up with Link Ray and the Black Widow. We have Combo Time coming up sometime this hour. The Ben Vaughn Combo will be here live in Poison whenever they find a pair of brushes to play with. In the meantime, what's here? Ah, a little of that R&B thing with the Contours.
What
where are they?
Every man look at first?
I don't know. Tell me. Oh, that.
Some girls look at the smile they wear. Some girls look at the legs, that's all. Some girls look at the style of their hair. Some girls want the waist to be small. I don't care if the teeth are big. I don't care if the legs are big. I don't care if the hair is a wig. Why waste time looking at the waistline? A woman can be as fine as can be, with kisses as honey. But that don't mean the thing to me is she ain't got no money. Cause it's the purse is fat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
they walk, the way they swing and sway. Some girls like the way they talk and dig the things they say. But I don't care that she wobbles like a duck and talks with the list. I still think I'm in good luck if the dollar bills are crisp. Some money. She can be coming with the rest.
long as she got some cash.
Don't
WFMU 91.1 Hound here with James Brown and Come Over Here. We have a special guest here today, if I turn up his mic, Mr. Ben Vaughn and the Ben Vaughn Combo.
Hello, how you doing?
What's going on, boss?
Well, that's my favorite James Brown song you just played, so I'm pretty happy right
your,
now.
Your all-time favorite James Brown song?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty hard to narrow it down to one. I go for the 11-minute version of It's a Man's Man's World.
Which 11-minute version?
The one on Apollo Volume 2.
Okay.
So you should move a little closer over there to that mic, or move the chair up, or something like that. Ben is known in the biz as the second hardest working man in show business, soul brother number two, the immortal Ben Vaughn, songwriter extraordinaire, wrote some songs for the Morels and has been playing around and whatnot. What's new in Combo Land?
Well, we're just gigging a lot, and I guess the big thing is we're going to be singing the national anthem at the July 3rd Phillies game.
That's quite the thrill. Who are they playing?
The Reds.
Ah.
With Pete Rose at the helm.
Right, you can actually get to run into him in the funnel there.
I hope so.
Smack him a shot for me.
I will.
And hold on here, I'm looking for something.
We'd like to say that it's really great to be here in this town.
Yeah.
We went out to buy some brushes at a music store, and we ended up stopping at Crazy Rhythms Records, and the guys in there were pleased to see Gus and myself, and we signed a couple records.
Wow.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, stood me up for an hour here like a jerk, but it's cool.
That's all right.
We're mellow.
I can say hi to those guys.
I have a disc here. This is Ben Vaughn's latest LP release, The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Yep.
Your face is green on the cover.
Well, you know.
Was that
It's an art shot, you know?
Art statement. This is quite the pictures here, though. And this is out on
Making Waves. It's an English label.
And it hasn't come out here yet?
No, it should pretty soon. I think we're close to finding out who's going to do it.
A major bidding war, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. Can't talk about it. Can't talk about it.
But I hear the independent promo men are working hard. Big Vinny.
Big Vinny and Vito and
Tony.
And Vito, yeah.
Did you see the picture in the tip sheet of Big Vinny? There's one of those tip sheets that comes out. Picture of a guy with two machine guns that says, "I'll get your record played."
Big no.
Vinny. It's, yeah, we should actually put one on the wall.
I
want right
to hire
here.
Him.
Yeah, I wish he'd show up here and spread around some of that payola.
Yeah.
Heck, we don't make a penny here. And this was produced by Mark Van Hecke,
mm-hmm.
who also does the Violent Femmes.
He produced the first two Violent Femmes records, yeah.
And there's a few thanks here. Verbal Garbage.
Yeah, Verbal Garbage is the first band I ever had. And I thank them, I guess, belatedly for the single My First Band.
Did any of them ever show up, like in Loggins and Messina or one of those type of bands?
No. Not that I know of, anyway.
But, you know, there's like all these weird actually, 60s bands, and people will always show up in other places.
No, none of them are playing music anymore. As soon as I stopped hanging around with them, they all got jobs and got married and things like that.
Ah, you mean their life all took a turn for the better.
Yeah, and I'm still here.
And you're still here. We have the rest of the combo here. Would you guys want to come in and introduce yourselves in height order or something?
Well, that means Lonesome Bob's last. Aldo, get in here.
Is it true you find find these guys and for not polishing their sneakers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I hear there's a heavy series
Aldo,
of fines, missing steps on stage.
And, well, the regimentation.
He's a very mean boss. And we get fined for mistakes. We get docked for $5 for every mistake that we make on stage.
And then I throw a party with the money. But they have to make a lot of mistakes in order to have a good party, because and $5 per mistake isn't much.
And then he has a party with my money, and I'm not invited to the party either.
Well, gee, that's not nice.
So that's Aldo Jones on
and
bass.
We have
Gus
Cordovox here. Plays
Bachelor number two.
Gus plays a...
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Gus plays accordion and maracas.
Yes. Yes, sir. You've seen the back of the album cover, haven't you?
I've never seen anything more natural than when you played behind Bo Diddley in a plaid jacket.
It was the jacket that did the whole thing. You know, I saw the old pictures of Jerome, and I just knew I had to get a jacket as close to that as I could get, and I would have it. And it worked.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, both it was worth, inspired
it
by
was
that
worth taking
design.
The curtains down for to make that jacket. And is it you? There's a song you sing with the combo, Trash Picking.
I call it gruffing it out. I don't really call it singing, but
is it true that's the song you sang to the governor of Nebraska to get your sentence commuted?
Kansas?
To get your sentence commuted?
Yes, there is. That's one of those rumors that is true.
Soften the old boy's heart, huh?
See, actually what's going on now, Gus is on probation, and the reason why we play so much is we have to prove that he's a working musician.
Right. It's hard to get out of Leavenworth, you know? I got to, like, call in every week and...
And they make you keep your prison haircut. That's
well, with those new video telephones they have now, you know, there's no way to hide it.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, that's how I Dig Your Wig got started, because I used to, like, wear a wig when we'd call in.
Look here. I think it's time to introduce Lonesome Bob.
Lonesome Bob. Combo member number X.
Hi there.
Hi, Bob. Bob plays the drums and a hubcap. And has a brand new set of brushes.
Yeah, they'll probably last me through this gig.
Just another gig.
Right.
So where'd the hubcap come from?
Came from the same car that inspired the song, wrong haircut. No, not that song. that inspired Motor Vehicle, which is a 69 Rambler American.
Is that the same one that's parked in the back?
That's a 66 Rambler American wagon.
Oh, well.
Actually, that's my other car.
Pardon me, Ben.
I still have it. Well, hey, there's a
big
difference.
Ben fleet of vehicles here.
Yeah, I'd like to get them all together.
Fleet of dead vehicles.
Well, fleet of dead vehicles. So what we're going to do here is the combo, we're going to go in the other room and set up. We're going to play a few records. It's probably time for a station ID. This is WFMU in East Orange, down in the bunker, where we finally have the air conditioning and the limiters working on the same day. So you can hear it, and we can be cool. And this is, you want to talk about this? This is your first record.
Yeah, play the flip side of that.
I played the flip side already.
Oh, you did? Because we're going to play that song.
Oh, yeah? An acoustic version of Vibrato in the Grotto?
No, of My First Band.
Oh, well, we have My First Band queued up right now. Should I not play it? I have something else queued up there, too.
We could play it and compare, or we could not play it and not compare.
I'll leave it up to you.
Play it.
Or play it and not compare.
Because this being non-profit radio, you don't even get your penny mechanicals on this, so...
Oh, don't play it then.
Don't play it then? Okay.
No.
If anybody wants to shout out a penny, we'll play it. In the meantime, we have... The Busters with Bust Out. These guys are going to set up. We're going to have some live music. It'll be combo time in moments. We'll be right back.
Ooh, ooh, baby, ooh. Those gorgeous kisses you put down are sure to keep me hanging round. I feel like I've been drinking sherry wine. Ooh, baby. Ooh. Ooh, baby. Ooh. Ooh, baby. Ooh.
La, 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 la. And you told all your friends, go and see.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hound here, and it's about that time, combo time, what you've all been waiting for. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We love that last record you just played.
That's Jackie and the Starlights. They laughed at me, the follow-up to Valerie.
That guy really broke down in the middle there, didn't he?
Yeah, and never recovered. Nobody's heard from him since. So, what do we have here?
The combo, Ready to Sing.
This is the Ben Vaughn combo, ladies and gentlemen, live in person, and wow.
Yeah. This is my first band. 1, 2, 3. I had my first band back in 1967. Practice round the corner from a 7-Eleven. I had a one-string guitar and I played it on my lap. 'Cause I was 12 years old and didn't have no strap. It was
my first band.
Oh yes it was.
It was mine.
Knew how to play one song.
Yes, we did.
'Cause sometimes it lasted over 4.5 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
We'd throw some words together, hoping they would rhyme. And I'd try to play guitar and sing those words in time. It was
my first band.
Was mine.
Oh yeah.
My first band.
Ow!
Yeah.
It was mine.
My first band.
Watch me now. Here I go.
Electricity. This is all acoustic on one mic here. This is sort of the way you guys began, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Before you can afford chords.
Yeah, no chords, nothing.
No chords, no amps, just
Well, three chords.
I meant like the plug-in kind of chords.
Yeah. Gus was trying to be funny.
Stay back there with your
good
anyway.
Thing you don't get paid to think.
That's right. Can we do it?
Yeah.
So he does as little of it as possible.
go for it.
Okay, this is called She's a Real Scream, and I like to dedicate this to my mother, who's probably not listening, but I like to dedicate it to her anyway.
Ma Vaughn, this one's for you.
Well, the girl's got something. And it's really, really something.
Oh, yeah.
I said the girl's got something. And it's really, really something.
Oh, yeah.
his address. Ow! It scares me half to death. Her end justifies her means. She's a real scream. Guitar now. Something, yes it is.
Oh yeah.
And when she shake her money maker, you better call the undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
You should have heard just the one I seen. She's a real scream.
My goodness, gentlemen. I feel like the guy in the Little Rascals with the International Submarine Band when you let out that scream and the hat flies off.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that episode? That was pretty amazing. Where'd you learn to do that?
Scream?
Coming up through the ranks.
That's quite the scream. The Phantom would be proud.
Can we do a Sir Doug song?
Hey. What the heck?
Okay. Well, I just want to check, you know. You
as long as the musician union isn't listening and heard about this fine thing and raids us, we're cool.
Okay, cool. This is Sir Doug's first hit, actually. But this is the way we do it. She was walking down the street, looking fine as she could be.
Hey, hey.
She was walking down the street, looking fine as she could be.
Hey, hey.
We had a lovely conversation.
Woo!
Oh, baby, baby, what I say? Hey, hey. She's about a mover. She's about a mover. She's about a mover. She's about a mover. Hey, 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 hey. What I say? She's about a mover. She's about a mover. Well, you know I love my baby.
Woo!
Oh, baby, baby, what I say? Hey, hey, take it away, Gus. For those of you at home, we'd like to point out that Aldo and myself are doing the utmost in sophisticated choreography here in this studio this afternoon. We just wish you could see it. Well, she strolled on up to me and said, hey, big boy, what's your name?
Hey, hey.
Well, she strolled on up to me and said, hey, big boy, what's your name?
Hey, hey.
When you have love and conversation.
Woo!
Oh, baby, baby, what I'll say? Hey, hey. She's about a mover. She's about a mover. She's about a mover. She's about a mover. Hey, 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 hey. What I say?
What you say?
I said she's about a mover.
That's what I said.
She's about a mover.
What are you, deaf?
When you have a loving conversation.
Ah!
Oh, baby, baby, what I say? Hey, hey. One more time, Gus, if you please. Tommy and
Woo!
Yeah. That was amazing. Is that did your label send you to charm school and choreography school?
Oh yeah, you know, just like Motown.
Yeah, I mean that's quite.
Me and Diana Ross.
And they're clean and hygienic. They teach them all that stuff in charm school. There's not
we
a
don't curse.
Yeah, there's shiny shoes and their suits are all pressed and everything. So we're gonna bring these guys in here to yap a little bit. Maybe we'll open the phones or something if everybody's not at the beach. Did I hear somebody call for Underwater by the Frogmen? We'll be right back.
to get to bed, I went through the ringer.
Perception. You can send me thoughts, I'd have no objection. Now we can fly high in the sky. We'll live forever, we'll never die.
God, please let us go all this way. Yeah.
God, please let us go on.
God, please let us go all this way. Yeah.
I'm bugged at my old man, 'cause he's making me stay in my room.
Darn my dad.
I came in a little late, and my old man, he just blew his mind.
Blew it bad.
Why did he sell my surfboard? He cut off my hair last night in my sleep. I wish I could see outside, but he tacked the boards on my window.
Gosh, it's dark.
I can't hit the surf, can't drag, can't do a doggone thing.
Wish I could.
I tried to call up my chick, but he jerked my phone right out of the wall. They gave me some breadcrumbs and a little glass of water, and they're out there eating steak.
Smells so good.
I ripped up my wardrobe and I'm growing a beard. Oh, and with a lappy, come on! I listened to my radio, but he took it. He's using it in his own room.
Now it's gone.
I wish I could do some homework, but I got suspended from school.
Blew my cool.
I'm bugged at my old man, and he doesn't even know where it's at.
Yeah, WFMU Hound here, wishing a happy birthday to Brian Wilson, age 44, and I'm bugged at my old man. We'll send that out to Murray, he of one eye and bad temper.
Yes.
Before that, we heard the Beach Boys with Let Us Go On This Way from the Beach Boys' Love You, Shantae's with Beyond, the Ben Vaughn Combo with Hawaiian Shirts, and Underwater by the Frogmen. Ben, tell us about Ben Vaughn's prayer.
Ben's prayer. Well, actually, it's funny you should mention that after playing two Beach Boys records, but I have this song about Mike Love, and Mike Love is, well...
The villain of a great American story here?
Yeah, yeah, and we played it at a thing they had at Folk City back in, I guess it was about a year ago, or a year and a half ago. It was Brian Wilson night, and everybody got together to do Beach Boys songs. and Marshall Crenshaw played, and Cub Coda and a bunch of people. And they were all doing Beach Boys songs, and I felt that there was one thing missing, and that's like a commentary on the Beach Boys. Everybody was praising them and everything, and there's a lot of things to pick out there if you wanted to rag on them, and Mike Love being the main one.
And this is the song which is the chorus is
Kill Mike Love.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we have a volunteer from our listening audience to kill Mike Love, the Hound offers a whole pack of cigarettes, any brand you choose.
Menthols, even.
Dead by Christmas!
And maybe the combo will throw in a pick or something. You know, speaking of Marshall Crenshaw, he covered one of your songs on his last record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Sorry, But So Is Brenda Lee. So what did you think of that version?
I like it, actually. At first, I was a little taken back because I...
Thought it was really crap, huh?
No. In a less caustic way, I was surprised by his version, mainly because I was only used to hearing only myself ever do it. But I've actually grown to like it now quite a bit.
Do you want to talk about your experience with Warner Brothers, or is that
Not really. I mean, I had meetings with them.
Meeting power lunches.
Yeah,
did they pick up the tab?
We didn't have lunch, actually. They had me in their office, and they basically...
Didn't even let you order out?
No. Nah. Well, I wasn't there long enough.
I wouldn't sign with a label that wouldn't buy me lunch.
Yeah, well, you notice we're not with them, so...
Yeah, well, all for the better, because after some of those records they've been putting... I mean, they really ruined the Blasters, don't you think?
I guess.
I don't care. They don't even send us promos here. I really don't care. I have no desire to ever work for Warner Brothers. I can say whatever I want. You guys could be nice or nasty.
Oh, I don't really care one way or the other because, I mean, even if I said bad things about any record label, once we got to the point where they had to pay attention to us, they would forget it anyway.
This is true. There's been a combo mania lately in New York and Philly. Has this surprised you at all? I mean... There's been big crowds of raving hordes of teenagers and whatnot.
Well, in Philadelphia, it's been that way for a while, so it's just getting bigger and bigger. It's pretty great right now down there. And in New York, it's been slowly building. You know, we have kind of ups and downs up here with you know, but we don't play up here that much. You know, when we do, sometimes we're really surprised how many people have been waiting for us to play again.
Speaking of Philly... You live near MOVE headquarters, my favorite media event of last year. Is there any kind of a cross-cultural fertilization between the combo and the MOVE?
Oh, yeah. We're now called, actually, the Ben Africa Combo.
Ben Africa Combo.
Yeah, and the next record will.
Because I noticed that Gus came in with a tribal drum and a headdress and a spear.
He had his own feces all over his head, too, if you noticed that.
Oh, that's what all the flies are doing here. And another thing I could ask you, you were once a drummer in the Sick Kids.
Yeah, yeah. I was filling in for them for a while. They had some very unfortunate circumstances with losing members in that group. And
in the worst possible way,
yes,
too.
Yes, in the worst possible way. And they asked me if I wanted to be next. And I said, sure. You know, I got nothing better to do. So I played drums with them. Which ended up playing with them for about 2 years until the combo just got so busy that I really couldn't rehearse with them, you know.
They couldn't afford you anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the Sick Kids looking for a drummer now?
The Sick Kids are now called Das Yahoos, and they have a very good drummer. And they have a record coming out that I produced in about a month. It should be out on Skyclad Records, which is a PVC subsidiary, I think.
Oh, great. What songs are on this? Is this an album or a single?
It's an EP, six-song EP, and they do She's a Real Scream on it.
Wow, well, we'll look forward to that. I didn't realize they were the same band. I had seen their name around.
Yeah, it's basically the same band.
Is the Midget still there?
Nah, Midget's gone.
He was originally the drummer, and then he played guitar.
Yeah.
I was always impressed that he could get his fingers around the neck of the guitar.
It was a small guitar.
Three-quarter size. A junior.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to spin a couple records, and we're going to bring the combo back for some more live music. I'm wondering what this weird echo is in here. It sounds kind of good. It should play right here on the board. What is queued up here? Ah, Ben queued this one up. This is Linda Lou by Ray Sharp. Is there any particular reason you wanted to hear this?
Yeah, because I want the combo to hear what the original version sounds like, because I don't think they've ever heard it.
This is one of the few. This is one of two black rockabilly records from the 50s that I know of.
What's the other one?
Lookout Mabel by J.L. Crockett.
I've heard that.
On Chess.
I have heard that. I didn't know he was black. I thought he was like maybe, you know, Chicano or something.
No, he was
Texans.
He was black. Probably still is.
Wow.
Ah, Ray Sharp with Linda Lou. The combo will be back soon.
Cats turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two, my Linda Lou.
Yeah. whip out the bill.
With a pretty girl, a Cadillac, and some money. A pretty girl, a Cadillac, and some money. We'll make a rainy day, a rainy day, seem so sunny.
A friend of mine worked at the grocery store. Got news for you folks, it don't work there no more.
He's got a pretty girl, a Cadillac, and some
money. I need a raise in salary or something. You know, I'm the one who made mush mouth, and since I made mush mouth, well, every time it comes to money, you ain't got nothing but the hush mouth. Now, if I have me some money, I can get me a Cadillac car and all the pretty girls in the world. What I need, buddy, is some money. I need some money, buddy. Some money is what I need. If I get that, I can get anything I want. Some money. Money is what I need. That's what I want, buddy. Some money. 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 What I need.
Whoa, Dad. There I am.
Beginning of Love.
Yeah. The Electras with 10 Steps to Love. That was a miscue. We meant to hear Mama Get the Hammer, There's a Fly on Baby's Head. But the forces above didn't want that. We heard the Buddy Johnson Orchestra with A Pretty Girl, A Cadillac, and Some Money. What more do you want out of music? Students with I'm So Young, The Savoys with Yakka Boom Boom, and Ray Sharp with Linda Lou. And we have Ben Vaughn Combo here today. Gus, how are you doing?
Just fine, Jim.
Since we last spoke to you. So I'm told you live in a... This is Gus, the accordion player in the Ben Vaughn Combo. I'm told you live on Skid Row in Philly and know all the bums by name. And don't
and they know my name, too.
Homeboy.
Homeboy.
That's Gus's name.
And that you don't have a telephone.
Well, no, I don't have one.
Well, for those who...
It's not in my name, anyway. Let's put it that way.
For those who haven't read the Combo newsletter, why don't you have a telephone?
Well, see, the Combo newsletter, that's like history now, Jim. We've put out several since then. And since then, I have gotten a phone.
Oh.
Yes, it's true.
Well, why am I bothering to even speak to you? Get the guy who likes the lawnmower in here. So,
but I never answer it.
You never answer
it? That'll help.
It's unplugged all the time.
Do you have an answering machine?
No, I don't have... No way do I have an answering machine. Now, I leave that to the big boss.
I got one.
You got
that's the big boss
machine?
Over here, yes.
Yeah. Because I never want to talk to anybody.
That's always a great thing to have. You can just like sit there and laugh when people are trying to get a hold of you. Like, I know you're there. Answer your phone.
It's just such an intrusion on my what I do there in my own home that
privacy.
I imagine that the phone ringing just ruins a good sex orgy on Skid Row.
Actually, I like the phone ringing when there's sex going on. I kind of like try to, you know, get in time with it. Usually, I fall out of time with it though.
Kind of like the way you play with us.
Yeah.
In fact, I usually have sex about as long as it takes a phone to ring. It's four rings, and when they hang up, I'm done.
It's a dial tone, and that's it.
Oh, my goodness. So
so I guess I won't have the trouble Marvin Gaye had, huh?
What was that?
The female fans.
That's not the only trouble he had.
Or your dad shooting.
He was a trouble man.
Or your dad shooting you, for that matter.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, maybe.
Still time.
Yeah. So what's next for the Combo? When's your next New York area date where these folks can actually see these great steps?
Oh, I got to see a chiropractor about that.
Four steps of
the... We're going to be playing July 4th at Maxwell's.
In Hoboken.
With the A-Bones.
The only club left in New York which isn't even in New York.
Yeah.
And that's July 3rd is the ball game. July 4th. That's a... Don't you think it's a little precarious to be in New York on July 4th with 8 million tourists arriving to look at that big paperweight light up?
Well, it won't be any weirder than being at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia on July 3rd.
This is true. See, in New York we have, in order to keep people from all going to Philadelphia to see the Ben Vaughn Combo, they booked Fats Domino and Jerry Lee Lewis in Yankee Stadium after the Yankee game.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wow.
Hey, we have a call here. Should we try and take this guy on the air?
Yeah, let's see if it's someone who wants to talk to us.
Where are we here? Oh, I got to put this back in. You're on the air. Oh, I got it. Yeah, you're on the air. Shy. I get nervous when I talk to big stars, too. I tried to call Phyllis Diller on a talk show once, and I hung up. So we're going to hear some more live music from the Ben Vaughn Combo. We have a song here queued up from the Ben Vaughn record, The Many Moons of Ben Vaughn. This is called I Dig Your Wig. You want to tell us a little something about... you write a lot of songs about hair and suicide.
Yeah, I haven't written any new ones about hair or suicide. Recently, I'm going to work on some new subjects. I think collecting scalps is going to be my name.
Collecting, there you go.
Yeah, being a big Hazel Atkins fan.
You can write one about collecting your own scalp. You want to take this guy in the air?
Yeah.
You might actually need headphones to hear this guy, but maybe not. I don't know.
I hate these things.
You're on the air. Hello? Same guy.
Phyllis Diller.
No, that's probably somebody who wants like directions here to bomb the place or something. Yeah, right. I dig your wig. You want to hear this now?
Yeah.
I wonder if we're ready.
The Combo will be back live in a second, and in the meantime...
Your pants and your shoes from France, but tell me what can be said about that bang on your head. The show is big. I dig your wig.
Yeah, this is WFMU. This is the Hound here. That was Bobby Peterson with Mama Get the Hammer. There's a fly on baby's head. And we have the Ben Vaughn Combo strapping into their seatbelts. And, hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I got this pain in my knee.
So I don't mean literally how you're doing.
What do we have scheduled for this next moment?
This is a WFMU exclusive.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a Ben Vaughn combo song that practically no one has ever heard in this area.
And all you bootleggers,
turn your tape recorders on. Give them a Dolby tone.
Dolby tone? Let me see if I can get some feedback here or something.
This is a song about relationships.
Ah, sort of a California vibe we have today with the Beach Boys and all.
You tell me you found a love at first sight. The stars were out and everything was just right. You tell me there was something in the air. Well, I'm telling you, you gotta beware. Now look out, boy, I know you just wanna get down. But that girl you're with, she's on the rebound. She's on the rebound. Just remember when she says I love you, just how much she wants to say I love you. And just remember when she says oh baby, baby, just how much she wants to say oh baby, baby, baby. Look out boy, I know you just wanna get down. But that girl you're with, she's on the rebound. She's on the rebound. If it wasn't you, it'd be someone else. Cause she just can't stand to be by herself. No. Oh, no, no, no. Remember when she closes her eyes as she kisses, just how much she wants to close her eyes as she kisses. And just remember when she says that it's forever. Yeah, well, whatever. Now look out, boy, I know you just a wanna, you just a wanna, you just a wanna get down. But that girl you're with, she's on the rebound. She's on the rebound. She's coming back again, hopping back in the saddle. She's on the rebound. She's on the rebound.
Woo!
Yeah.
Anybody in particular you want to dedicate that to and get yourself in real trouble?
A whole mess of my friends who've gotten themselves in big messes.
Any no names, huh?
Yeah, it's a situation I think a lot of people can relate to or have at least seen someone they know go through. But nobody ever sings about it, you know?
This is true.
All they sing about is I can love you all night long, baby, you know?
Yeah, well, how does it go? Never mind. I was told to clean it up. I'm not going to say what I probably should say anyway, in case my station manager's listening in his office over there. He'll just come unplug us all and throw us out of here.
Oh, boy.
What's up next?
Can't unplug us.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. So what's up next here?
Motor vehicle.
Ah, yes, motor vehicle. This is a tribute to Rambler, the Ben Vaughn combo car of choice.
Yes, my 1969 Rambler.
You have a hard time getting parts for these things?
Yeah, it's starting to become pretty difficult. I have to go to some junkyards with some pretty gruesome-looking characters.
I noticed that one of your windows is being held in place with a pair of needle-nose pliers.
Yes.
That's right.
It's a class touch.
I'm just lazy. I can get that window back on the track if I take the door panel off. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. You
know? Well, in Philly, that's considered real class, folks. If you've never been to Philly, the needle-nose pliers. It's kind of like their version of low riding.
Well, it's about the only thing left to really be amazed by after they roll the sidewalks up at night, you know.
This is true.
So anyway,
without further ado, motor vehicle.
Okay. I got a motor vehicle. 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 Baby, won't you ride with mama me? I got a 1969 Rambler American. Baby, aren't you impressed? Sure, I could have a Datsun 280Z, but I'm not like all the rest. I got a motor vehicle. I got a motor vehicle. I got a motor vehicle. Yeah, I got a motor vehicle, baby. Won't you ride with mama me? You're gonna flip when you see that highway line rolling by through the hole in the floor. Come on and hop in the passenger side, baby, but make sure you really slam that door. I got a motor vehicle. 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 I got a motor vehicle, baby. Won't you ride with mama me?
Yeah. That was pretty great.
That's the old way we used to do it, you know.
Aldo has quite the instrument here.
That's a mariachi bass.
This is a mariachi bass. The last time I saw one of those was a guy trying to drum up business for a girl in a donkey act.
That's where he got it.
Is that it?
That was Aldo.
That was Aldo.
Well, they're real big in Tijuana, these things, because...
It's big here. It's huge.
Yeah, well, it's
like a stand-up bass with a strap and an F-hole.
Yeah, it's an acoustic bass guitar. They use them, in the strolling mariachi bands down in Tijuana.
That's great. We just had somebody call up who wouldn't identify themselves, asked if you guys can play an acoustic version of Night Train. I told them no, but... Oh, my God.
Mike Love thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd love to hear it.
This is
Ben's Prayer.
This is called Ben's Prayer.
Go for it.
Hold it. Who cares? It's close enough. Oh Lord, please hear my plea. Oh Lord, just one thing for me. Every night I pray to the heavens above, kill Mike Love. Kill Mike Love. From the very start, I never liked that guy.
Like that guy.
It's just a gut feeling. I don't need to give a reason why.
No reason why.
Oh Lord, this is all I ask of you.
Ask of you.
And one more thing. Take his hat collection too.
Hat collection too.
Every night I pray to the heavens above, kill Mike Love. Come on and kill Mike Love. This one's for Brian. Acts like he's the one who invented summer weather.
Ooh, summer weather.
He sings through his nose and he acts like Potsy Weber.
Ooh, Potsy Weber.
Oh, Lord. If you must make one consolation,
make one consolation.
Let him die in his sleep while he's meditating. Every night I pray to the heavens above, kill Mike Love. Come on and kill Mike Love. This one's for Dennis.
Yes, we've just received word that Mike Love has committed suicide after those butchering their harmonies. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, don't we feel bad about that?
Now, this offer is now, we've upped the ante here. For the first listener who actually will kill Mike Love, that's two packs of cigarettes, any brand you want, a pick from Ben Vaughn, and a date with Aldo.
That's for the guys.
That's for the guys.
Just went off.
But that's right, so... The head of Mike Love, if you can get it down here before 6 o'clock, that's it. Two packs of cigarettes, a Ben Vaughn's guitar pick, a day with Aldo, anywhere in Philadelphia that costs less than $5 for two people to eat. In the meantime, this is The Hound with, where are we? We're at WFMU 91.1 in East Orange for all you FCC legal ID followers out there. And Roy Hall with The Flood of Love. We'll have the combo back in moments.
But-oh.
Would you leave if I cried? I am
you know that I care. And I need your loving soul. For you know that I love you, and I'll never let you go. Frozen heart, I have gone and I've broken your heart. Broken heart in so many parts. Oh, my love.
Yeah, WFMU, Hound here with the Combo Time Special. That was the Moonlighters with Broken Heart. We had Roy Hall with The Flood of Love. That goes out to Baby Doc, who... never mind. And before that, of course, the Combo with Ben's Prayer, Motor Vehicle, Rebound. I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a few more records because I have to go to the bathroom. But I think we're, if you people want, we'll open the phones and you can talk to the Combo. We'll... say 5 minutes from now, we'll open the phone lines and you guys can yap or whatever if everybody's not at the beach or whatever, hasn't tuned out at this point. And what do we have up next? I don't know. So, yeah, somebody wanted to hear Psychedelic Shack. Yeah. We have Dave Bartholomew Orchestra next. Am I queued up here? Ah, yeah. That's how you got killed before.
Let the ladies be, you know that's wrong. Yes, man, you know that's wrong. Boy, you better take it slow. That's how you got killed before. That girl you just met got a big guy for a pal. He'll put knots on your head for messing with his gal, so take it easy. Man, and let them women go. I'm just trying to tell you, that's how you got killed before. Yeah.
Yeah, this is WFMU. This is a hound here. That was Smiley Lewis, and before that we heard Dave Bartholomew. What we're going to do here, phone number here is area code 201-266-7900. If you want to talk to the combo, we'll do this live on the air. If you don't feel like calling, in the meantime, we're going to play one more song. Whose birthday is it today?
Ray Davies.
It's Ray Davies' birthday, and out of the choice selection of reprocessed stereo Kinks records here at the station, Ben Vaughn has chosen for your listening pleasure, in case anybody only heard the David Bowie version, which is terrible.
I didn't even know he did this.
Yeah. Yeah, this is WFMU with the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset. Happy birthday, Ray Davies. We're sitting here with Ben Vaughn. If you want to call in, it's 201-266-7900. We were just discussing the Kinks movie Return to Waterloo and the plans for the Ben Vaughn combo movie Return to Car Wash.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. We're trying to get Rolls Royce back together for that.
Not to mention the Pointer Sisters as the Preacher's girlfriends.
As the Buffers.
Yeah, the Buffers. We're all looking forward. This is a major Hollywood production, I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what that sound is. What do you think that is?
It's feedback.
Is that feedback? It's great.
That's the type of feedback even the Velvet Underground never caught on to.
No.
It's kind of like, I feel like I'm in a fish tank.
We have our technical expert here. It makes you feel any better.
Oh, yes, I feel like it. So where are these callers? Where is this young lady who had something to tell the combo before? 201-266-7900. Call collect. We don't care. What was that? Ah, the door is closed.
Aldo is trying to figure out what the troubleshooting the feedback.
Yes, Aldo, our high-tech troubleshooter. What do you think?
I think it's just the feedback off the studio monitor.
The monitors aren't on.
They're still.
Not that we care either way. So all these people that called before are too shy and they don't want to. Everybody called when you were playing to have things to tell you.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
All right. Let's see what this one has to say.
Oh, the phones are ringing. Well, not ringing, but they're lighting up.
You're on the air. Yeah, put yeah, you gotta put that on your head and
okay,
not
hold it.
Up to the phone. Hello. You're on the air. Can we hear this at all?
Oh, that's why.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What do you have to say to the combo?
Okay, something urgently important.
Go.
I wanted to tell the combo men that they're next to Jerry Vale, that are my all-time favorites. And I'd like to know when the Big Bucks Mega Video will be coming out.
The Big Bucks Mega Video?
Yeah.
We're auditioning the girls tonight.
Oh, the hot chicks in leather and the Gaddafi in a duck suit.
Right. We're going to do all that.
We're going to have, you know, the smoke machine, and we're going to have girls with pouty lips smoking cigarettes and, you know, the whole bit.
More dry ice than even Duran Duran would know what to do with.
Oh, well, think big. Don't go local. Think big, you know.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, you've given me the will to live, so I'll just wait for it to come out then.
Okay, great.
Did you listen to Sleepless Nights and get the will to live?
All right, bye.
See ya.
Ah, that's what I like. Well, now that we know how to work the phone machine, that's 266-7900. We're going to hear this other kink song. Seeing as we never play this sort of thing on Radio Hound, we probably either tuned everybody out, or we got you so excited, or everybody's at the beach. So if there's a payphone around, you can call the combo, 266-7900. In the meantime, this is my favorite kink song. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is the first time I reach a radio station.
First time ever? Well, congratulations.
You picked a good day.
Are you in the Kill Mike Love contest, or you just want to talk to the combo?
I just wanted to say hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hi. It's so funny. We were just riding in the car, and my husband was fiddling with the radio and found your station. And I got home and ran upstairs and took the radio station. It's so funny.
And you were so moved by the appeal to Kill Mike Love, you just had to call in?
I loved it! That was so funny.
Well, thank
Kill
you.
Mike Love, I was dancing and singing along. It's really funny.
Well, we hope to eventually have the whole world singing along to that one.
It's hysterical. Wait till I tell my husband I got you on the phone.
He won't believe it.
He won't believe it.
No.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
And you have a good day. And if you should see Mike Love, give him a shot in the head from the hound.
I sure will.
Okay.
No, I'd rather kiss your glove.
Oh, well.
Ooh.
You'll have to get in line with
Why
the rest of
Why don't you change the song to Kiss My Glove?
Kiss.
Well, we'll work on that maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and play it again.
If this one doesn't sell.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, thank
okay.
you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
See
you.
Bye.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
We always keep on keeping on.
Yeah. You can't help but keep on keeping on sometimes, you know?
Yeah, well, the appeal to Kill Mike Love seems to have caught on with the women. That phone number again is 266-7900, area code 201, to talk to Ben Vaughn Combo. So where are all you Ben Vaughn fans? Are probably at the beach today. Where is there a payphone near? Give a holler. In the meantime, we have something queued up here. What is that? Ah, there we go. Well, that's not... How did that happen? Well, not exactly queued up, but close.
I put a nickel in the vendor, said, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring us another round. We started into dancing, I said, how about romancing? She said, you better put that money down, or well, I must confess, yes, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and feminine loaded dice will keep you in the mess.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I don't want to be on the air.
You don't want to be on the air?
No.
Okay,
no.
You're not on the air.
But
okay.
I want to talk to you.
To who? To Ben?
Yes.
Okay, oh. we'll make this a private conversation. And we'll go back to
Hello.
Whiskey Women and Loaded Dice.
Oh, well, I must confess. Yes, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. To my satisfaction, want to see some action. Show me to that hole in that wall. I bet a dollar and ten. I roll those dice, they begin to spin. Snake eyes was the first thing they did call. Oh, well, I must confess. Yes, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and feminine loaded dice will keep you in the mess.
I've got a big black mama that knows, she knows how to ride.
Hello, you're on the air.
Who's Mike Love?
Who's Mike Love? Now, there's a good question.
Mike Love is the bald guy in the Beach Boys.
What?
Mike Love is the...
Oh, wait, let me turn off the radio, because I didn't realize it. You're talking right.
There's a six-second delay.
Actually, there's no delay.
No?
No.
It's not on delay, because I can hear it over there, but I can't hear you on the phone.
Uh-huh. No, Mike Love is the guy in the Beach Boys, the guy with the bald head. He always wears a hat, so you probably wouldn't know he's bald, but he has a beard. And he sings a lot of the songs.
He's the reason why Brian Wilson has had such a tough time lately.
Yeah,
and we think
in the last 15 years,
the logical solution to this.
Actually,
problem.
He's a nice guy, but we decided we wanted to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Get his name out of the hat.
Yeah, we were thinking Eric Estrada, but who cares about him anymore? And then who was next?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, but actually he's pretty cool.
Personally, I want to kill that guy in Miami Vice, the one with those white jackets.
Which one?
The one.
Actually, I think we should kill the Molson couple next.
Oh, yes, there's some good. Who would you like to kill?
Who would I like? Oh, no, man.
That's
not cool.
No, come on. Say it.
Oh!
Come on.
Oh, man. That's not cool.
Well,
somebody might know my voice. That's why.
Well, I'll tell you what. A hound says, kill your parents. We're going to go for another phone call, okay?
Thanks. Wait, let me tell you a joke.
Okay.
A joke?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, there's two. One is, what do you call a guy at a cocktail party with no arms and no legs?
What?
Art.
Oh.
You got one more chance.
All right. Okay, why does a dead baby cross the road?
Gee, I don't know.
It was stapled to the chicken.
Why did Stiv Bators cross the road?
What?
Why did Stiv Bators cross the road?
I don't know.
He was having sex with the chicken.
Oh, come
Bye.
On.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
See ya.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Another shy one. Let's go back to some music here. I had a call a little while ago, actually earlier, said, what's so good about Hazel Atkins? Well, we'll let you, the listener, be the judge. Ben, you've played with Haz. The same Bill Schofield him up here to you.
Yeah, he stayed at my house and
you
everything.
You think he's a fine performer?
Hazel Atkins is probably the only real rock and roller left. I mean, real rock and roller, because he still has the energy that, you know, for his age.
He is truly blessed with a musical genius far beyond the comprehension of myself. Oh, let's go for one of these phone calls. Which one do you want to do? 01 or 00?
Let's try 00 here.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Hound?
Yeah.
I think that we should kill the person who wants to know what's so good about Hazel Atkins, because they don't deserve to live.
Yeah, well, good point. We'll put you on the case.
All right. Track them down for me, and I'll get them.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
we're
going to trace the phone call. Who's this?
This is one of your fans, Hound. My name's... I haven't decided what my name is yet. When I come up with one, I'll let you know.
Okay, we're just going to refer to you as Mr. X.
All right, Hound.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to talk to the combo.
We have Ben and Aldo sitting right here.
Okay, I was wondering, hello. You were talking about Hazel Atkins and old-timers still capable of playing music. I was wondering if they heard the new Guad album.
Who?
The new Guad album.
I've heard the new Guad album.
On Vulu Records?
Yeah, it's called Death, Sex, and Jewish Women.
Yeah, right. Did you know he was the fifth member of the Bobby Fuller Four?
The fifth member of the Bobby Fuller Four?
Yeah, he would have been in that band, but they let him go.
Guad?
Your wife is calling you.
Now, who is Guad? Seriously, I don't mean to sound totally ignorant, but...
Oh, well, he was the drummer for the Bobby Fuller Four. But they let him go right before they hit it big.
Mm-hmm.
He used to open up for Tiny Tim when Tiny Tim was making his comeback. But now he's pretty much getting one-man shows. He was friends with Hazel Atkins, actually.
I heard that Guad was dying of AIDS.
Yeah, but... That's why he's got to make it now before he goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
Do you have any of it there at all you could put on?
No.
Oh, you don't? Damn.
No. I tried to borrow the tape of the Guad with the milking machine and...
Really? That's rare. It's hard to get.
The head milker wouldn't lend it to me.
He wouldn't?
No.
Well, we'll have to talk to him because I know the Guad's manager, and I think we can get a tape.
We'll get him on the air
if
he doesn't get himself arrested doing what he's been doing lately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Guad is, you know Doc, right?
Yes.
Guad is Doc's drummer, who's forging a solo career for himself.
Oh,
Doc
really?
Doc has a band called The Milking Machine. They sound like Hound Dog Taylor with a lobotomy.
Hmm. Well, I'd like to get a tape of that myself.
We're working on it. All right, we're going to go to the Haz. If you want to call in, it's 266-7900, 266-7901. Talk to the combo. In the meantime, Hazel Atkins.
stand by. I want you to cheer. Live on in the sunshine. We'll understand. By and by, farther along, knows all about it. Farther along, understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live on, live on, live on. We'll understand. By and by, when death has come, taking our loved one, leaving our home, only Andre. And though we wonder how the prosper, living so wicked, yeah, I pray for the Lord knows all about it. Father and Lord, oh, oh, understand why. Want you to cheer, live on, live on, live on. We'll understand, we'll understand.
WFMU with the low end of gospel singing and the harmonizing four. We heard Huey Smith with G Baby and Hazel Atkins with Let Me Come In. I think, hey guys, what's going on in there? Hey, we're on the air.
Hold up, we gotta open up so I can't
hear. What?
I said we're on the air.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, how'd you like it? You wanna just go or?
We just got
some immediate inspiration and decided to have the combo try to do their a cappella version of Hey Senorita, which is a big favorite of the Hounds, and I'm sure it'll be yours too. Except we just kind of caught them in mid rehearsal and they haven't done this song in a year. But what the heck?
Are you ready?
Whenever you're ready, I can. Okay. I'll just shut up and you can start singing.
Do 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 ah. Do 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 ah. Do 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 do.
Hey senorita,
hey senorita, let me take you home.
Let me take you home.
Hey senorita, let me take you home.
Oh little girl,
hey senorita, let me.
Why don't you let me take you home?
Hey senorita, let me take you home.
And if you do that, baby, I promise we will be alone.
Hey senorita, let me take you
home. Hey senorita,
hey senorita, call me on the line.
Call me on the line.
Hey senorita, call me on the line.
Oh, little girl,
hey, senorita, call
why
me
don't
on
you
the
call
line.
Me on the line?
Hey, senorita, call me on the line.
And if you do
hey,
that,
senorita,
baby, everything will be fine.
Hey, senorita, call
it
me on
will be
the
fine.
Line.
I said, oh, sweet mama home, sweet mama home, sweet mama home. Sweet mama home, sweet mama home, sweet mama. Hey, senorita.
Hey, senorita. now that you are
mine. Now that you're mine.
Hey, señorita, now that you
are mine. Oh, little girl.
Hey, señorita, now that you are mine.
Now that you are mine.
Hey, señorita, now that you are mine.
I love you, baby. I love you to the end of time.
Hey, señorita, now that you are mine.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. That was really great on the spot like that.
Yeah, we hardly know that one.
These guys are pros, ladies and gentlemen. The Ben Vaughn Combo are total pros. That's Hey Señorita, originally done by the Penguins, the flip of Earth Angel. And it's almost getting to be that time of when the hound goes back to his cave. We'd like to thank Ben Vaughn, Aldo Jones, Lonesome Bob, Gus Cordovox, the Ben Vaughn Combo for coming down here.
Yeah.
To the big hand. They'll be
Thanks
at
a lot.
Maxwell's in Hoboken.
July 4th.
That's pretty good. July 4th. And on the 3rd of July at... what's the name of that stadium?
Veterans Stadium.
Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. They'll be singing the national anthem. That's something you really shouldn't miss if you get anywhere near Philadelphia. And what's happening? Laurie S. will be up at 6. In order to get my Ben Vaughn record back from the last roundup who had borrowed it, I'm supposed to announce they'll be on WKCR 89.9 at 6 o'clock. I don't know how ethical it is to mention that. It's one of those, like, blues scholar stations. It's a pretty dull station, but they're buddies of mine. Maybe they'll buy me a cocktail some night. But we got the Ben Vaughn Combo in here, so, you know, I mean, you know what station has the real class, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Is there anything else anybody should know? We'd like to announce any dedications or whatnot before we have to cut out of here.
No, not really. No.
Well, thanks a lot. And if you should see a big old rambler with a pair of needle nose pliers stuck in it coming down your highway, the Combo is in your town. And tell them the hound sent you. And we still have 5 minutes left. If anybody should kill Mike Love between now and six, that's two packs of cigarettes, a Ben Vaughn guitar pick, and a date with Aldo Jones. Until next week, the hound saying, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, I might just be here next week. Or, I might get so hungover I can't get out of bed. But I don't get paid for this, so it doesn't matter. The Swan Silvertones. This is a really great song. Bye-bye.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Listen to me, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Pharaoh's army.
Oh, Mary, don't you
they got drowned in the sea one day. But Jesus said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you mourn.
Your little sister don't have to mourn no more. Now can I get a witness? He said,
Mary.
Martha don't have to mourn. It may be somebody sick today. If somebody here ain't got no home. But listen, Pharaoh's army, they got drowned in the sea one day. But I believe a man said, me.
Oh, baby, don't you
your little sister don't have to mourn no
oh,
more.
Martha, don't you mourn.
Now listen, baby, if I could right yeah, now,
I could.
I wanna tell you that I surely would now.
Oh,
put my foot on the rock,
baby,
children.
Baby, don't
stand on the rock where Moses stood
oh,
one day.
Stood
because of Pharaoh's eye,
oh, baby,
that's what the Bible said, got drowned in the sea.
Don't you
one day. But I believe the man said,
Mary.
He said, Mary.
Baby, don't you
he said, Mary.
Baby, don't you
trouble in the land will be all over after a while.
Baby, don't you
won't have to give up right for wrong no more.
Baby, don't you
and maybe it could have been a little hard to hear.
Baby,
and I believe Jesus said, I better call a little bit louder.
Baby,
wish I had somebody to help me call me.
Baby,
yeah, maybe.
Oh, baby, don't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, baby.
I'll be a bridge over deep water if you trust in my name.
Oh, baby.
I'll be a rock in a weary land.
Oh, baby, don't you? Oh, baby, don't
I don't believe she heard you. You better call her again.
Tell Martha don't have to mourn no more.